Today we're going to discuss a unbelievable stat with the U.S. consumer, and the mainstream media will have you think something very different about the economy. Yes, there are people who are doing very well because of all the printed money. So certain industries, especially contractors and developers, have done extremely well. But the vast majority of the American people are really in deep trouble. I am absolutely blown away by this information. Americans are getting close to the point where they will be depleting the rest of the excess savings that they accumulated during the pandemic. And it's going to happen this quarter. And this comes out of the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. For a good reason, they accumulated now unprecedented levels of excess savings during the pandemic, which was surprising to me because I didn't know that many people were actually working to that extent. And I know a lot of people had trouble working, but apparently there was a lot of savings during the pandemic. Goes to show that level of materialism we are as Americans. But the San Francisco Fed estimates that the American household held, this is amazing, wait till you hear the full number, less than $190 billion in aggregated excess savings as of this June. Now, that may seem like a lot of money, but listen to this. The excess savings peaked at about $2.1 trillion in August of 21. So there was literally $2.1 trillion in savings, far exceeding the projected trend line from before the pandemic. But however, American households, they're pulling now from these excess savings because of the inflation, and it's rapidly deteriorating, and it started in the beginning of 2022. Averaging about $100 billion a month being spent as drawdowns off that $2.1 trillion in savings. Now, they have literally taken out of savings $1.9 trillion. Now, if the drawdowns do continue, which my guess is they will because nothing has changed, the inflation is still hot. Regardless what mainstream is telling you, they're flat out lying about everything. All the government bureaus, they're lying. I totally, I'm on board with Vivek Ramaswamy when he said he'd come in and fire, if not half or so, if you fire in bulk, you can get rid of the government. There is no doubt in my mind, everything from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, you name it, no matter what division of the government it is, they are liars, they are manipulators, and they are corrupt. Right down to the CDC, FDA, none of them are honest anymore. So why do we need them as people? I guarantee if we get in there and fire half, if not more, they'll find out real quick how to do it. And then you demand honesty because $2.1 trillion since August of 21. So basically, in the last 2 years, this economy, in my opinion, has been running off the $1.9 trillion of savings that Americans have been doing. And so the mainstream media has been manipulating and fooling you with information, telling you the economy's good. Well, it wasn't produced wealth. This is spending that comes from savings. More people are doing second jobs, third jobs. This is not money that is productive and produced. And that is a really big deal. If they produced it and spent, then that would be a good economy. But the fact that $1.9 trillion in the last 2 years has been spent out of savings, that tells you what's been driving this economy. They have about $190 billion left. They were doing about $100 billion a month in drawdown. So we have barely 2 months left of savings before a huge part of the population all of a sudden runs out of money. The inflation is extremely real. That's why I don't care what they're saying. I don't care about the manipulated prices. You better get a hold of the gold and silver as an alternative for your future wealth and the future savings that you have left. I'm talking more retirement. because we're entering an epic period, folks. They're not telling you the truth here. A lot of people think, oh, we'll get through this. They don't understand we're at the end of a cycle. We're following the exact same footsteps as the Roman Empire. America is in absolute deep, deep trouble. And to get out of it, as I keep explaining, is almost impossible because you almost have to leave rates the same, which is already harming. You raise rates, you destroy the banks. You lower rates, you create hyperinflation. The fact that we're using $1.9 trillion, $100 billion in the last 2 years, $100 billion per month of savings says it all. So as the American people have been using their savings to now, and then by the way, to some extent, I get it if we're using it to survive, if it's for inflationary reasons. But in my opinion, from what I see anyway, a lot of people were just living life as normal again and using their savings up, which was incredibly irresponsible. They should have been saving and investing. They should have been preparing. The mainstream media is not helping you understand that what is coming is going to be as big as it is. But if you just understood the cycles, if you understood history and you knew where we were in history right now, you would understand that America is a teetering on the edge of a cliff that we can't get back up. Now, we will retool it somehow, but we are in a lot of trouble as a nation. And that's why you're seeing the parabolic blow off and you're seeing the government spend like crazy, because now we're at a point it just doesn't matter. But what it is doing is diluting your wealth. Now, and on the heels of this, that the American people have been depleting their savings, the United States banking system has already registered, and I contend it's even worse than this, but they have registered $650 billion in unrealized losses. That's how many losses are on the books. They're just not declaring. And I say it's worse than that because the institutions that have shadow banking and shadow finance is a whole nother level. This $650 billion in unrealized losses in the banking system isn't even counting commercial real estate. Commercial real estate building vacancy is north of 50%. I don't see how you fix it. These blue cities are complete nightmares. Who would want to go there? And the building commercial real estate is well in the trillions. Wait until those losses start hitting the banks. So the banks already have $650 billion in unrealized losses, meaning they've already lost investments. They're in trouble because, remember, banks are fractional. They're not real in the sense that you put in $100, the $100 is there. If you put in, let's say, $10,000 in a bank, they'll loan out $200,000 off of that. The banks are all insolvent. Almost every one of them are insolvent. Even the top five banks, because of derivatives and everything else they hold. Our system in general is insolvent. Our U.S. government is insolvent. They're just lying. They're corrupt. And they're cheating the system week after week. And the American people, we need to be prepared. Now, I know people say, well, how long? You know, what is it? I'm just telling you, we're at the end of a cycle. I don't know how long. That's why they're kicking up these wars with Russia, Israel, Hamas. All these were created. They didn't have to do this. They're trying to find a distraction from the collapse that is coming. And they can't get it. That's what the pandemic was supposed to do. It didn't work. So now we have the American people almost out of savings. You have the U.S. banking system. That's why I would not have excess money in the bank. If anything, put gold and silver in a vault that you can access. The system going forward is rigged against us. Again, we are at the end of a cycle. You have to look at history to understand what is taking place here. Once this cycle is complete, we don't know what comes. I know many people, out there, talk about the doomsday of things. Yes, on one aspect, it is absolute doomsday. And I say it is the power elite that want that, because that's how they're going to get us to digital ID, digital currency. I say, on the other hand, though, with all the trillions that have been printed worldwide, there is an unbelievable opportunity for we the people. If we can conquer all this fascism, communism, socialism, world orderism, if that's a word, we have a chance. I contend that there's money, so much currency printed around the world, that if we stopped the wars, got the supply chain moving, there is so much money to be made. Everyone from a waitress up to an executive would become, or could become, wealthy. So there's two outcomes that are staring us down, but the power elite are against us. And if we the people want to have the victory, we need to stop the insanity. But because life is so difficult, it's hard to see through it. And we're too busy with our lives to recognize the bigger picture, because nobody's telling us the truth. Nobody is. It's so hard to know what's true. I just like to deliver the facts, let you figure it out. But I'm telling you that it is rigged against us. They are lying about so many things. And then they're dividing us into, in just destroying us socially and morally. This is all by design. If they get their way at the World Economic Forum, and remember, the World Economic Forum is the Trilateral Commission. And those on the Trilateral, they're the top of the food chain of the One World Order. And they have laid it out real clear what they want. And it is total centralized One World Order, digital ID, digital currency. You will be a slave whether you like it or not. And if they get that way, I guarantee, which you can't say very often, that that is going to bring in the collapse. It has to bring in the collapse, because it'll be the collapse that makes we the people desperate enough to beg the government for a central solution, which is exactly what we shouldn't do. So stop spending your money, save it, and get ready, because this isn't over. We're like in the sixth inning here, if not fifth. But all this is playing out over the next 2 years. This is falling in line with so many different prophetic visions. I am blown away at how things are playing out. You can almost see it coming. It's like a bad nightmare. Or when I had lived in South Florida there for a while, watching the eye of a hurricane approach, which I did, and it was Wilma. It's, again, not to be afraid, but just be prepared and slow down. Don't be a normal American and just blow through savings, because the banking system's not there for you. Wait until a run on the bank takes place, and then you're going to find out real quick what goes down. So until next time, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.